最近的读经在启示录。
Our recent Bible readings have been in Revelations.
那在启示录的前面几章里面有谈到写信给七个教会。
In the first few chapters of Revelations speaks of the letters to the seven churches.
那这个教会就是末世主耶稣要来以前的教会。
And these churches are the churches of the end time before Jesus' second coming.
那个七就是散布在各个不同地方的教会。
And the seven churches represents churches dispersed throughout the world.
其实他们都是主的宝血所买来的，在主里面是一个身体。
These churches consist of members who have been purchased by the blood of Christ. And the Lord, they're all one body.
在这个七个教会里面，我们看到只有两个教会没有缺点，其他五个都有缺点。
Out of these seven churches, only two churches were praised by the Lord. All the other churches had weaknesses.
神就是要叫他们能够改变进步。
God chastised them so that they can improve.
因为在启示录的最后这个主耶稣再来的时候，那个心腹要被提到天国。
In the end of Revelation, we see that Lord Jesus comes again, the bride will be lifted up into heaven.
那永远就与让我主同在。
To dwell with the Lord forever.
那个就是世界的末了，也是天国的实现。
And that shall be the end of the world, and also the realization of the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个教会就是在预备主的再来，这是末世的方舟。
So the church is to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is also the last ark in the end time.
那我们看启示录这个写信给七个教会里面。
So in the book of Revelation, as it has written seven letters to seven churches.
大概都有一个形态。
There is always a standard format.
第一个就是肯定他们的优点。
It begins out by confirming their, to praise them for their good virtues.
就是我知道。
And God begins by saying, I know.
那第二个才是指出他们的缺点。
Then God proceeds with the things they need to improve on.
你们有什么缺点？
And what are the things that they have done wrong they need to change?
第三个就是指出应该怎么改进。
And then thirdly, God teaches them how they need to change and improve.
那第四个就是如果这样做会有什么福气。
And fourthly, talks about how if they are to submit and obey these corrections, what kind of blessings will befall them.
所以这种的方式其实就是一种非常有智慧的。
And so this format of writing is actually very wise.
有时候我们常常觉得说爱心说诚实话。
A lot of times we may say that we should speak the truth in love.
其实我们看到我们的配偶有一些缺点要请他改进也是爱心说诚实话，让对方非常痛苦。
But sometimes when we want to point out the faults of our spouse, we may say things thinking that it will help them, but actually it causes them a lot of pain.
但是如果我们学习这个七个教会神 的做法，应该就可以更顺利。
However, we are to approach correcting our family members by using the same approach that Lord Jesus uses, then it should go more smoothly.
那在这个七个教会里面有一件就是神说我们可以向他买，向神买东西。
In these seven letters, the Lord God speaks of something that we can purchase from Him.
信仰本来就不是生意的。
When we talk about matters of faith, it is not a matter of business transaction.
但是神竟然用买这个字。
But yet, the Lord God uses the word buy.
因为属灵的事情其实是很深奥的。
Because the things of spiritual realm is really profound.
但是圣经常常是用最简单每个人都了解的方法来描写最深奥的事。
But the Bible uses everyday common terms to describe and to explain to us profound things in the heavenly kingdom.
让我们能够明白到底神要我们怎么做。
So we may understand what it is that God's will is for us today.
我们现在看启示录的第三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章的十七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17.
第三章十七节，请。
Revelation 3:17, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这个老底家教会 如果圣经来讲说它是不冷不热的教会。
This church of Laodicea is a lukewarm church.
那为什么会这样子？
Neither warm nor hot, and why is that?
这跟十七节有关系啊。
This has to do with verse 17.
就是老底家教会在看自己，跟神在看老底家或教会不一样。
Because how Laodiceans view themselves and how God viewed them was completely different.
有时候我们常常对人说啊，你不了解我。
Sometimes we may say to others, "You don't understand me."
好像是我最了解我自己。
As if I know and understand myself the best.
那其实如果从圣经来讲
，But actually, from the perspective of the Bible,
如果我们不认识神哈，其实我们也不认识自己啊。
Actually, if we do not know God, we also do not know ourselves.
比方说彼得跟主耶稣说啊，我要跟你一起死。
For example, Peter proclaimed that I will follow you, Jesus, to the
我没有问题啊，我很有决心，我很爱你。
I don't have any problems. I'm very zealous. I love you to the end.
但是主耶稣说，你要三次否定我。
But Lord Jesus said, you'll deny me three times.
为什么？因为魔鬼想要塞你。主耶稣已经看到灵界里面魔鬼想要得到你。
Why did Jesus say that? Because in a spiritual realm, Lord Jesus could already see that Satan's about to sift him like wheat.
但是我已经为你祷告。
But Lord Jesus says, I have prayed for you.
让你不致失去信心。
That you will not lose your faith.
所以主耶稣不但看到彼得的现况，主耶稣也看到彼得的未来。
And so Lord Jesus did not just see his present condition. Lord Jesus also saw the future of Peter.
所以彼得后来回头，是因为神认识他，神为他祷告。
And the reason why Peter is able to turn back later on in the future is because Lord Jesus had already foreseen what would happen.
因此这个十七章说你说我已经富足发财，一样都不缺，这是自己对自己的看法。
And pray for Peter. And so here it says that I am already rich. I lack nothing. It is because this person thinks of himself that way.
这个可以两个解释。
And there could be two explanations for this.
第一个是生活的丰富。
I'm rich, perhaps because we're very enjoy abundance in our lives.
那生活的丰富让我们觉得每天活得都很好，因为我没有缺乏什么。
And since we live a very abundant life, we don't think we lack anything.
那其中就会另外一个感觉就是，那我的灵性应该也没有缺乏什么。
And so, incorrect presumption would be that since I lack nothing physically, then that means I also lack nothing spiritually.
那第二个就是从属灵上来说。
And secondly, if we're to consider a person's state from his spiritual perspective,
我们信主久以后
，the longer we believe in the Lord,
对道理相当的明白
，the more that we understand the word of God,
因为常常在读经，常常在听道
，because we often read the Bible and listen to sermons,
我们觉得自己属灵的知识很丰富。
We think we are very well versed in the knowledge of the Bible.
我也聚会，我奉献十一捐。
I give tithes and I also often attend services.
我应该做的义务我都尽了。
Then I have done my duty.
这个是我们在看自己。
And this is how we view ourselves.
把这个宗教的信仰表面化。
That we have superficialized the practice of faith.
但是神从神来看，他是看人的内心。
But from God's perspective, He views inside our hearts.
那从内心来看就不一样了。
And what he sees inside our heart is different.
下面十七节下半句。
And the second part of verse 17.
你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
For Lord Jesus sees that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以在神看起来，老底教会问题很大。
So in the eyes of God, the problems at Church of Laodicea is indeed great.
因为信仰是温水。
Because they're Faith is neither cold nor hot.
那信仰是温水，因为在灵里面，他不会觉得他有问题。
And since their faith is neither cold nor hot, they do not identify themselves with any problems.
那在神看起来，这五句话没有一句是好的。
And from these five adjectives, we can see that God didn't think any good of them.
第一个，你是困苦的。
For firstly, you are wretched.
第二个，你是可怜的。
Secondly, you're miserable.
第三个你是贫穷的。
Thirdly, you're poor.
第四个你是瞎眼的。
Fourthly, you're blind.
第五个你是赤身的。
Fifthly, you are naked.
用这样来形容一个人或一个教会，在神看起来这是很可怜。
And for God to describe a person or a church in this way, in fact, is very pitiful.
但是最可怜的就是最大的问题就是他们自己不会感觉到。
And what is most pitiful is that they themselves were not aware of their real status.
因为如果我们没有感觉到我们的问题，我们就不会想说怎么进步。
Because if a person has not detected any problems in their condition, they would not try to improve.
那如果我们感觉到